At the beginning of every Board of Supervisors meeting, Essex County officials had called upon the county clerk, a Catholic deacon, to lead them in a short prayer. But last week, Board of Supervisors Chair Randy Douglas stopped the practice.
There was an article that was shared from Washington County, I believe it was from the Glen Falls Post, regarding having prayer at county board meetings. And after conversing with the county attorney, Dan Manning, it came to my attention that we don't have a policy in place, and basically a policy has to have some diversity, and currently it's not proper. It's not diversity, it's not on a rotating basis, and there's no policy in place. So with no policy in place, when I found out we were doing something that was illegal, my job as chairman, I felt, was to stop it.
Town of North Hudson Supervisor Ron Moore wants to continue the prayer and does not like how Douglas handled the situation.
We did not have open discussion at a board level to discuss it and then come to a vote. That's the way it should have been done, bottom line. I think that prayer has sort of been a fundamental part of a lot of our meetings, and you know, I don't want that to be misconstrued to say that it has to be Christian prayer. Diversity is something that we should recognize and participate in. I just think that this has been something that's been part of meetings probably since our beginning. I think Congress still has prayers before their opening sessions, and I don't see the problem.
Supervisor Randy Douglas stands by his decision to change the board's practice.
The only way that I will allow prayer legally had is if the Board of Supervisors say that they want the county attorney to create a policy, if they do a resolution saying they want to create a prayer policy and show diversity so it's legal in the eyes of the state and federal government, then I will have no problem rescinding that. But as it currently stands, we're doing an illegal practice, and as my job as chairman, I will not allow that to happen. And if that offends a colleague of mine or some of my other colleagues, I apologize for that, but I have to do the job that I was elected to do by my peers, and I stand by the decision.
Town of Minerva Supervisor Sue Montgomery Corey believes the board chair is taking the correct stance.
He's been very clear that it was not an issue of whether or not he personally supported the right of anyone to pray, but the appropriateness of having prayer that was not multi-denominational at the head of our meetings, and he felt the best way to deal with the situation was not to include a prayer. I think it would be good for the board to explore a policy. There are many denominations active in our county, and I think it's very important that if such a prayer exists, that it recognize that, and what we had been doing really didn't.
A resolution to reinstate the prayer offered by Supervisor Ron Moore was tabled by the Board of Supervisors. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.